Hi there, and welcome to Stories of Our Why, a podcast from the West Shore School District. Here we take a closer look at the inspiring stories behind our students' journeys. I'm Braden Long, Director of Communications for the district. The title Stories of Our Why comes from the district's core mission, Our Why. We are dedicated to providing students with inspiring and relevant experiences so they may live meaningful, purposeful, and impactful lives. In this podcast, we hear directly from the students whose experiences reflect that mission in action. Each episode features student speakers from Cedar Cliff and Redland High Schools who have shared their voices at Board of School Directors meetings, giving us insight into their challenges, achievements, and what motivates them to grow, lead, and make a difference. Today, we're featuring Christian Hyde, a Cedar Cliff senior with deep ties to the West Shore School District. His own journey has helped make his own mark with the district while highlighting an example of what makes every student and staff member's time at West Shore special. Here's our longer conversation.
Christian Hyde, thank you very much for joining me this afternoon.
Of course.
First things first, we're talking a bit about your speech that you made to the Board of School Directors in October. Mm-hmm. And whenever you're approached to do that, whether it's by the member of administration or Mr. Miller a lot of the times as well, who would that have been?
Yeah, Mr. Miller.
What kind of went through your head as you were first asked to speak and then decided about what you wanted to talk about?
I was excited. I was really excited. I've seen kids do that before and speak to the board and the amazing things they had to say, and I was excited to do my own.
Your family has a long history in the West Shore School District, longer than most.
I believe it all started when, my grandfather and my grandmother on my mom's side met, I believe, at West Virginia University. And then they moved to Erie and kind of started the family there, and then moved to West Shore. And when my grandfather had went to college for education things, he got a job as a superintendent. And then from there, my mother got hired and she met my father at New Cumberland Middle School teaching together. And my aunt was hired at Redland to be the principal. That's about all. And then my dad moved to an IT job at West Shore. And now I'm an employee through Cress. And right. That's kind of the whole line of employment.
So what's that like coming into a building and coming to no matter what building you're going into, and there's probably some family history?
I've gotten used to it, like teachers knowing my parents or since, you know, elementary school seeing me and knowing both my parents and maybe even my grandfather. And sometimes it's nice I get to surprise some teachers or other kids and with the fact that my grandfather was the superintendent, but it doesn't usually change much about what I'm doing or where I'm going or who I'm talking to.
Did you ever have a person that or a family member teach you?
Yeah, I had my mother twice.
You had your mother?
Yeah.
Oh,
So for freshman year, I had Mrs. Clark for honors English, and then honors English two is Mrs. Hyde, and then I kind of made the choice to take AP Lit with her. Kind of didn't. it was great. I get questions about it all the time. One of them is, what do you call her? And I said, bomb.
So,
yeah. And then I get, is it weird? No, it's great.
You mentioned a lot of district employees outside of the family, too, in your speech. You talked about a New Cumberland Tech Ed and also Mr. Topping here at Cedar Cliff. Mm-hmm. Why are those individuals important to you? You can start wherever you like, whether it's at New Cumberland or Cedar Cliff, and we'll go from there.
Mr. Farinov was just so good to me and was a really good teacher and had some great in-class activities and that I know he's retiring, but I hope he continued them after because they were so valuable. I learned so much from his class. A lot I remember, you know, sometimes take classes and you enjoy them, but you don't remember a lot. I remember a lot from his classes, a lot of what I learned. And I think that really speaks to just how great of a teacher he was, but just really nice overall man as well. So I learned a lot from him in the tech education sense, but I learned a lot from him in a personality sense as well.
Let's talk about Mr. Topping then, mm-hmm. for high school.
I actually met Mr. Topping, I think eighth grade, when I came in to just like take a look around the building, before my freshman year, and I met him and like when my parents told him about me, and also my sister knew Mr. Topping. She was in orchestra, and was, you know, with him occasionally. But as soon as my parents told him about me, he was right away like, how can I get him involved? How can I fit him into our music department? And that absolutely happened. Freshman year, there wasn't much, but I definitely showed interest to him and talked to him, and we talked a few times. And then sophomore year, I took that class. Next year, I was interning. All of a sudden, I'm an employee. I'm doing musical and play. And so, I mean, none of that would have happened if he didn't hear that this student was interested in something he has to offer and just went right for it right away.
Let's talk a bit about freshman year, because in your speech, you also mentioned, for anybody who hadn't been able to watch it, mm-hmm. you mentioned about trying to find a place to fit in and not quite finding it, you know, mm-hmm. right away. So what was that like? And then tell me a little bit about being introduced to the class, and we'll eventually go forward to your employment with Crest.
I didn't do much in middle school either, really in like the club sense or outside of school activities. And you know, that was especially hard after COVID and stuff. Cause a lot of those activities ceased for a bit. And so, you know, that was kind of a little difficult. And, you know, that's hard because that's kind of where you're learning, you know, what you're interested in, what you want to do and where you belong and that sort of thing. And when that's, you know, hindered, it's tough trying to, you know, make up for it your freshman year of high school or whatever it is. So that's kind of what happened to me. And, you know, not getting much, I was spending a lot of time at home as everyone was, and not getting much of a chance to, you know, look around and find what that was. So I was kind of making up for it freshman year. During middle school, I started playing guitar at home and getting into music. And I've always been into technology. And so music recording technology, it was like, wow, that's like my two favorite things put together. I got to try that out.
And how is it? What was that class like for you?
Oh, it was great. I mean, as you expect, Mr. Topping allowed a lot of creativity in that class. But mixed with that, like we had a lot of freedom. But mixed with that was a lot of like things I learned that I use in my job today and like good information and education.
So you went through doing concerts, plays, everything related to the music department, but on the technical side of things.
Yeah.
And then you eventually became a part of CRESS, mm-hmm. which is a student specialist or a group rather that helps us find student support specialists.
Yeah.
You're Mr. Miller and your career coordinator here at Cedar Cliff High School. Mm-hmm. Tell me a bit about how you're approached about CRESS and how you now find yourself as a district third party employee.
That's right. So it's kind of funny. So I was already doing all those things, the concerts and not player musical, but like, the concerts or assemblies or anything going on here. I was kind of doing that just volunteering just on my own because, you know, that was my thing. That was my club, is doing those things. And so Mr. Miller calls me into his office and he was like, the work you're doing, how would you like to get paid for it? That's pretty much how it was. And I was like, yes, absolutely. I'd love to.
What are some of your future plans?
Plan on going to college, West Virginia University, for computer engineering. West Virginia has a music technology minor. I don't know much about it yet. I think it's leaning more towards like the studio side of things, which is actually good because I other than what I've learned in music recording technology here, I haven't had much experience or education in. So it actually is going to, I've had a lot of experience and learning in the live stuff. But it'll be good to have some, you know, learning in something I'm not so familiar with. So
whether it's through your time at Highland, New Cumberland, Cedar Cliff, with Mr. Topping, Mr. Farinoff, your mother in a classroom, mm-hmm. the family legacy, mm-hmm. what has your time in West Shore meant to you so far, and what are some standout moments that you kind of think of if you take the time to reflect?
I think of any of the time I've spent with the music department here, late nights getting musical ready and helping with tech for the musical, or spending lunch break getting ready for Mosaic concert and playing drums for the Mosaic concert and doing the tech and it's just it's so much fun. I enjoy being good at it, like you said, and I feel I have a place, which is really great. And like I said, I struggled with that freshman year, and I have Mr. Topping and all the other music department teachers who give me jobs and give me my role in doing something great with the concerts and with the musicals and plays and being a piece and being an important piece of that is and having friends and all of that is got to be the highlight of my time in the district, for sure.
Christian Hyde, thank you very much.
Of course, thank you.
And that was our conversation with Christian Hyde. We hope his story of finding place, meaning, and inspiration will live on in his mind and for future generations of district students. You can expect more stories of our why from student speakers throughout the year, available on the West Shore School District website and in our monthly newsletters. Thank you for listening. I'm Braden Long, Director of Communications for the West Shore School District. Until next time.